Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, ReVertex. My name is Dr. Veti Agala. I am a public health physician and a breast cancer prevention advocate. But just before we begin, let us take an opening message from Her Excellency, Justice Mrs. Eberechi Suzette Nyesomwike, the initiator of ReVertex.
Greetings to the good people of River State and welcome to another episode of ReVertex on Radio, a character building weekend show. Please remember that your health is your wealth. Be prudent with it. This episode is in commemoration of the World Breast Cancer Month, which comes up annually every October. Breast cancer has become the most commonly diagnosed cancer type in the world. In the year 2020, it was estimated that there were more than 2.26 million new cases of breast cancer and almost 685,000 deaths from breast cancer worldwide. In that same year, breast cancer was estimated to be the most common cause of cancer death in women and the fifth most common cause of cancer death overall. Sadly, the situation is projected to get worse. Experts estimate that by the year 2040, the incidence of breast cancer will increase by more than one-third to more than 3 million new cases per year, and breast cancer mortality will increase to more than 1 million deaths per year. These increases will be driven mostly by demographic factors as populations, age, and lifestyle factors change, particularly in low and middle-income countries. Cancer experts are working to limit the increases in breast cancer incidence and mortality, and the World Health Organization's Global Breast Cancer Initiative aims to improve access to breast cancer early diagnosis and prompt comprehensive breast cancer management. Scientists are studying the causes of breast cancer, such as environmental and lifestyle factors. They're also studying the barriers that prevent women from being diagnosed and treated, such as cultural taboos, geographical location, or socioeconomic issues, and the most effective methods of preventing breast cancer at the population level by evaluating screening methods and delivery techniques that meet the needs of women and public health stakeholders. They have identified things to avoid to reduce the risk of breast cancer, for example, alcohol, tobacco, obesity or being overweight, unhealthy diet, and inactivity. Our guest speaker today is Dr. Veti Agala, public health physician, breast cancer awareness advocate, and the immediate past president, Medical Women's Association of Nigeria, River State Chapter. She will be sharing with us her insight on the topic. There is a drama presentation titled Cancer Cognizance. Please enjoy the episode and of course learn every lesson you can from it. Our wise people of River State, please remember to always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Mommy, I want to tell you something.
Eh? What time be that?
I woke up this morning discovering a boy close to my breast.
You don't press him?
Mommy, it's really painful and it's pulse-filled.
My pikin, no worry. If we reach out, sir, I go press him for you. Now small something.
Is that not a sign of breast cancer?
To fiakwa. My pikin no fit get breast cancer, you hear? Alice, my pikin no get cancer, no be our portion.
Hello?
Hello, my daughter.
Daddy, good afternoon.
Alice, your mother and I are hungry. Please come home and cook for us.
Okay, Daddy. Tina, I have to go home now. Ciao.
Excuse me, ladies. Good day.
Good day, sir.
How are you, young lady?
I'm fine, sir.
I am Dr. Wilson, your new neighbor.
Yes, I know you. Tina, now the doggy door we just built that new upstairs immediately after our compound, though.
Oh, okay. That's true, Mama. We share the same fence.
I be Mama Tina. And this now my daughter, Tina.
It's a pleasure, ma'am. Without wasting much of your time, I overheard the entire conversation you all were having, and I'm here to offer a piece of advice.
Please, sir, what can I do? I hear you're a doctor.
Coincidentally, we are even in the month of breast cancer awareness.
Cancer?
And judging by what I overheard in your conversation, I will advise you to go for a medical screening. The earlier, the better.
Sir, we don't get shishi for shake-up.
That's all right. Not a problem in our dear River State under Governor Wike. Have you heard about Every Woman Center?
No, sir.
Every Woman Center is an organization that is run by the NMA, Nigerian Medical Association. It is where you can get free medical services such as free information, subsidized screening, how to do a self-checkup on your breast, and many more. That's where you can go for a proper checkup on your situation. You can also go to any government hospital.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Please, sir, where can we locate the center?
The Every Woman Center is located here in River State at Lane 1, Block 3, Flat 3, Marine Base Estate, Port Harcourt. That's where you can get them.
Thank you very much for the information.
Always remember this. Women should always go periodically for breast checkups. Breast cancer can be sorted out if detected early.
God bless you, Doctor.
God bless you too, ma'am. Please try to create the awareness more in our neighborhood. Breast cancer should never be stigmatized. It could happen to anyone, and it's not a death sentence once detected early enough. Goodbye.
Thank you.
This drama sketch is titled Cancer Cognizant by Princess Amy Alagwa. Starring
Sukari Princess as Tina.
Patient Eliezer, aka P-Bell, as Mama Tina.
Henry Talker as Dr. Wilson.
Andrew Awajis as Alice's father.
Princess Amy Alagwa as Alice. It was written and directed by Princess Amy Alagwa.
Don't sit, there are things to be done.
Every day.
With your bit, the battle will be won.
That's the way.
Be tolerant, be understanding.
Show some care.
Be just and undemanding.
Be sincere.
The road to greatness is rough. But with hard work, we'll surely overcome. Be proud of your state.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Revetics on Radio, and my name is Dr. Veti Agala. I will be speaking on the topic Breast Cancer Awareness Month. October, all over the world, is known as the Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's a month set aside to raise awareness about the impact of breast cancer, to show support to survivors of breast cancer. And this year, we're talking about bodying up with one another because no one should fight breast cancer alone. October is a pink October because in 1992, Evelyn Lander and her team came up with that color so that it speaks of femininity and it speaks of all that breast cancer represents. What is breast cancer? Men, women, everyone has a breast. And the breasts are those two organs in front of your chest. The breast is made up of fatty tissue, of ducts that produce and carry milk, and they all come together at the nipple. Now, when these cells begin to grow abnormally, or they lose control and start forming a mass, it's known as a tumor. And these tumors can either be cancerous or not cancerous. So not every tumor or lump you find in your breast is a cancer. Now, breast cancer is the most common cancer in women all over the world, and it is the second leading cause of death. In Nigeria, we have over 500 cases every year at the rate of 34 to 36 per 100,000 women. So it is quite common in Nigeria and represents 12% of all new cancers and 25% of all cancer cases. Breast cancer starts in the breast, but I'm sure we'll want to know what is the cause. What is the cause? Most times we want to know what is the cause of a problem so that we know how to prevent it. Incidentally, the cause of breast cancer is largely unknown, but there are a number of factors that have been associated with breast cancer. And the first one is being a woman. So like I said earlier, men and women have breasts, but the women's breasts are more developed, as I described earlier. So being a woman puts a risk of having or developing breast cancer on you. 99 out of 100 people with breast cancer are women. So men take just 1%. So if there are 100 persons with breast cancer, only one will most likely be a man. The next thing that increases risk is age. As we grow older, we are more at risk of having breast cancer. Breast cancers were commoner after the age of 50. Although in the last couple of decades, breast cancer has become very prevalent in younger people. People less than 50, 30, 40s, are having breast cancer. Having changes in your genes, either because of family history, you have a sibling, you have a mother, an aunt, someone who has suffered breast cancer, confers on you a higher risk. But remember, there are people who had no such known history but have developed breast cancer. Being older at your first childbirth, so having a late age at first childbirth or not breastfeeding, increases your risk of breast cancer. Using certain hormones that are high in estrogen, for instance, for hormone replacement therapy or some oral contraceptive pills after the age of 35, could also increase your risk of breast cancer. Smoking, whether as a smoker yourself or as a secondhand smoker, in which case you are inhaling smoke from someone else that is smoking, that also increases the risk. And that's very general for almost all forms of cancer, and especially for lung cancer. Obesity is overweight or excessive overweight, so that we understand. So when you are too big and your weight for height is not good enough, it's over 30, when you look at your body mass index, it means that your body has a lot of fat. This fat can be broken down to certain chemicals in the body, insulin. Your estrogen levels are also high, and this can also drive your risk of having cancer up. Alcohol, excessive alcohol intake. These are some of the risk factors that can expose someone to having breast cancer. Of course, we also need to know that you may not even have any of these risk factors and you could come down with cancer. Let's go on a short break. We'll be right back.
Come, my friend, there is no zero man. Everyone has got some talent. Take time, you'll discover yourself, and you'll make your life a better one. Every human being has a talent. Why not discover your talent and use it for yourself and the service of your people? Use your talent, start today, and we'll all live the peaceful way. Time is money. In other words, you lose time, you lose money. Develop yourself to money input.
as well as time input. To build a great nation, we must use time properly. Time is a precious element of life. Used well, it generates wealth. Don't spend your precious time doing things that get you nowhere. Time, time, time is money.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Rivetics on Radio. My name is Dr. Veti Agala, and I am speaking on the topic breast cancer awareness. Before we went on the break, we talked about Breast Cancer Month, which is October, and we went on to talk about what breast cancer is, how common it is, and the need for us to know what causes it. And we agreed that there is really no known cause, but there are risk factors, some of which we have mentioned earlier. We'll go to talk about symptoms and signs. What are the things? Because people, when they come to you, they want to say, how do I know I have breast cancer? Even though we are talking about prevention, it may also be necessary that we know some of the symptoms or signs that one could find in cases of breast cancer. So the first thing is that there may not be any symptom, especially when found very, very early. You may not have felt anything. And that's something that we prefer, because treatment is usually better when it is found in the early ages. So there may be nothing at all. You may find a breast lump in one or both of the breasts. You may find other lumps, maybe under the arm, like a lymph node. There may be ulceration, that's like a wound on top of the breast, or change of color, redness of the skin. There may be the breast skin thickening like that of an orange peel. You could find that. You could find something as though the breast is being pulled in, like an indrawing of the breast, or the nipple is also being pulled back. It means there's something inside pulling and retracting the nipple. And then, of course, some people may find discharge from the nipples, such as bloody discharge or pussy discharge. Now, not every lump that is found in the breast is a cancer. Remember that. Because for you to make a diagnosis of breast cancer, you would have to remove that lump, make sure that it goes to the histology lab, and then it comes back with the result to tell you what kind of breast problem it is. So it could be a cyst, it could be a benign lump, just like I mentioned earlier. Early detection is so important. 90% of cases of breast cancer found early enough can be cured. Therefore, early detection is important. And that's the importance of today's discourse, while we are talking about raising awareness. So, to detect early, everyone is encouraged to do a monthly breast self-examination. Screening is very important, and the first screening starts with you as a woman doing a monthly breast self-examination. So you examine your breast. If you are postmenopausal, that is, you have stopped seeing your period, you just choose a day. If you're still seeing your period, it might be better for you to choose a day within 5 days to 1 week after you have finished your menstruation, because at that time the breast is not painful, the breast is not as lumpy, and you'll be able to detect something if there is anything there. The next thing to do is, if you check your breast by yourself and you find anything, you should go to the healthcare provider, nurse, doctor, to get a clinical breast examination. A clinical breast examination is done by a clinician on you to check whether there is anything, whether what you found is something to worry about or not. Another way people screen is using an ultrasound if they find something. But the bedrock of screening also is the mammograph. The mammograph is done every year once you are 40 years and above. It's able to detect breast cancer early, even before any signs or symptoms appear. So we have talked about three basic ways we can screen. There are more, But these are the three basic ways to ensure that you do a breast self-examination, clinical breast examination, and a mammogram annually. How do we prevent breast cancers? We will take a short break, and when we come back, we will talk about prevention of breast cancers.
Do your children know the difference between what's right and wrong? It's up to you to show them. It shouldn't take you long to teach them to be honest, be humble and sincere, to build a better nation. That's the reason why we're here. A bright future for our children is a parent's responsibility.
Yes, parents. Do you realize that you are responsible to your children? You have to show them how to become decent, law-abiding citizens, free from all forms of tribal discrimination and petty jealousy. Teach them the value of money and that riches only come from hard work. Teach them to be courteous to others at all times, to help others without expecting payment. Parents, your job is to set a good example. Your children will surely copy you.
If you set a good example, your children will surely copy you.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Revetics on Radio, and my name is Dr. Veti Agala. I have been speaking on breast cancer awareness and the need for early detection, the need for screening and prevention. Just before we went on the break, we talked about some of the symptoms. We talked about how you make a diagnosis. At this segment, I want to talk about prevention. To prevent breast cancers, we have to look at some of the risk factors we mentioned earlier. And we looked at alcohol use, smoking, age, and all of that. If you look at those, you find out that there are some that you can do nothing about, like age, growing older, like being a woman. But there are other factors that you can modify, and that is where we can do something to prevent. So the first is to eat healthy fruits, vegetables, live a healthy life. It helps to reduce risks. Eat healthy, exercise or increase your activity, use the staircase instead of a lift, for instance, walk some distance, 30 minutes, 4 times a week. You know, that's very helpful. If you're pregnant, have a baby, please do breastfeed. Don't say that you don't want to breastfeed because you want your breast to stand, because breastfeeding really do confers some protection. Quit smoking if you smoke, and avoid secondhand smoke. Of course, you need to cut down on alcohol use. Now, prevention, one of the ways to prevent secondarily is to screen. And that is where all the things I talked about, breast self-examination, clinical breast mammography, comes in. The focus of raising awareness is for women to know that they can get this early and make sure that they do not suffer loss. Now, what are some of the challenges that we have and why so many women still die from breast cancer? One is because they come to the hospital late. Late presentation is a major factor in the cause of death in breast cancer. There are different stages of breast cancer from 0 to 4, and if caught early, you can actually treat and have a good survival rate. The cost of screening is high too, and so some women are not able to assess. But the things that you can do for yourself, like doing a breast self-examination, going for a clinical breast examination, those are not so expensive, so you can do. Lack of funds for treatment. Some women, they've discovered that they have a cancer, but they are not able to get treatment. That is an issue. So what can we do to help? Where do we come in? Where do you come in? Where we come in is that we can raise awareness if we have information. If you're hearing this and you have people in your community that are not, go and raise awareness. Talk about it. Arrange a walk, arrange a run, volunteer to raise funds or raise awareness. Educate yourself, get the right information, and also get others to know the right information. Support women to reduce their risk of breast cancer. Help them to get screening. Help those who are already affected to live positively. encourage them. Speak to them in a way that helps them know that you understand. Look for help. And where can you find help? For us here in River State, you can find help at the Every Woman Center run by the Medical Women's Association of Nigeria, and is located at Lane 1, Block 3, Flat 3, Marine Base Estate. There, you can get free information, you can get subsidized screening, all the screenings that we have talked about. You can also walk into any government primary or secondary health facility for a clinical breast examination. Don't stay home, seek help. Thank you very much. We have run out of time. Until we meet again with another episode of Rivetics on Radio.
Dear friends, this is the much we can take on this edition of Rivetics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed part of this episode or wish to download this or previous editions, please visit our website at www.reveethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You are free to share it with your friends at your school or community. You can also join Reeve Ethics family on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram via at Reeve Ethics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to this or other editions. The numbers are 0704-605-1333. Or 0701-247-0049. Or you can send us an email on reeveethics@gmail.com. The Reeve Ethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in River State every Saturday as follows. Nigerian Info, 92.3 FM, 9:30 to 10 a.m. Radio Rivers, 99.1 FM, 9 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday, same time. Rhythm 93.7, 2:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday, same time. Treasure 98.5 FM, 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, 6 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Until we come your way next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.